Shalom to you all. Shalom. Shalom in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. And I'm very much happy to be here and to speak a word of God. And it's my privilege. I never thought this before. And I was wonder, because the Lord is the Lord who bring us from small to the huge mass. Eh? I can't even imagine how I'm here today. Because it's all because of our Lord's love and His favor for me and our church. And I want to thanks all the Chapel Hill Church and its member. And I want to thank Pastor Kurt and Pastor Adams. And I want to thank, I used to call him Pastor Rick and all the people who are helping our congregation directly and indirectly by the prayer and your effort, by your everything, by your every mean, you're helping to increase the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And no matter what, we all are doing from the different language, but our only intention is to speak the truth that Jesus left in this world and His mission is in our heart. Hallelujah. It's like a kind of habit. Say hallelujah, praise God, amen. These all are the words which we frequently use during our service. And I want to thank for my personal aspect that I want to thank all the church congregation that last time I moved house and you all helped from your yourself. You just call me and you just call to the pastor and some of the pastor and I want to thank Pastor Adams for a wonderful gift for me in my house, and I want to thank Pastor Rick and his wife, and I want to thank all the congregation who helped me to manage my house so nice, eh? And I want to thank my mentor's dog Worch and Cindy, they are here, and I am proud to see them here, observing me and praying for me, and I want to welcome Perry Convert and John Small in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah! And because the baptism is not a simple thing. Because baptism is the things that we left our old lives and we come to the Lord and we live in the light out of the darkness. Hallelujah. And we are living in the lives now. And Perry Canver and John, you are amazing children of God. And never feel that you will do much amazing things in the future for the Lord's sake. And I want to go to the masses now. I'm just nobody. I'm nothing without Jesus. Jesus is the source of our everything. He is the one who is the ultimate source of power to give the encourage to us. We are like a dust. We are dust. We all are dust, but He formed a beautiful image from that dust. And that image was you and me. We are very special for Him. And yes, and He says to us through the Bible, He says, you are the ambassador of Him. Hallelujah. We all are the ambassador of heavenly essence. We are heavenly essence. And our Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, they are begging us. They are begging us. They are calling us. They are speaking us to go to the world and to preach the gospel and to save the million who are unsaved and who are still in dark. Because this is the factor why He loved us, who we are, that He died for us. Who we are, what beauty we have, what perfection we have. No, we all are the sinner. The Bible says that nobody are righteous. All are sinner. All have sinned and fall from His magnificence, presence. So we have to admit that we are sinner. Let's say we all are sinner. Please tell me, tell behind me. We are sinner, but we are now raised from the dead because our Lord is resurrected from the dead, and he gives a perfect, beautiful life that serves not only to this world, but for eternity. And we are so proud to do this fellowship. To thanks to God is our motto. We have to be our motto. Why we are living this world and why we are coming to Chapel Hill Church? Or we simply not coming here to pass 2 or 3 hours. But we simply are knocking the doors of heaven. Hallelujah. To knock the door of heaven. I used to tell to my congregation sometime, when somebody or someone wants to come in the church, if they are new or old, no matter. If they want to come to church, they are not coming to church. They are knocking the doors of heaven. Yeah, and yes, and I want to encourage Perry and John, you are knocking the door of heaven. And yes, if the God opens the door, no one will be shut down it again. And if God shut the door, nobody will get chance to open it. But thanks to God, he opened door for us. Amen. And I'm here. Last time, I was in Pennsylvania. I speak masses in AG Church, the church that gave us room like this Chapel Hill Church. And AG Church, I just preach about ambassador there, and the Lord put me the sense that, Sital, if Chapel Hill invite you to speak the, then why you not your ambassador? And Lord, it's the same message. I just want to go through the little quite a different way, but I prepare the message. But when I enter inside this hall, I saw the ambassador. The Lord was speaking to me, prepare the mass ambassador. But I say, no, it's okay, Lord. I will say about a mission. And when I came to, I supposed to see your mission, but I saw ambassador. It's amazing. And I want to share you about a mission. I told you before, you all are more educated, or you are you have a recipe as to something else. Yeah. And I'm just a learner, and my English is not so good, and I just told to Doug and Cindy sister, yeah, I speak masses, but look about my language. about my tongues, it's so different. But I Cindy and Doug, they just told me, just go. Yeah, and the Lord is now convening me to give a sermon about a mission. Like, our Lord will go with us when we go. And he will not go with sitter who's only sit. The Lord will move when we move. The Lord will go when we go. Like when the time of Israel, they are captured in the Egypt as a refugee, and when they are in the way for their promised land, the Lord walk with them. The Lord walk with them through the fire. He saw the way to them. Like that. When we walk for the Lord will walk for us. When we not walk, we better not to say that the God is with me. God is with those who really walk with him. The Bible says so. Bible says so. If you abide in my word, and if my word will accept by your hearts, or if you abide in my words, then you will do amazing things. Same like way. And the Lord is saying, the mission is now given to us. The word, the mission that Lord brought, the same mission we are carrying now. We have the same mission that we feel so happy when someone get baptized. We feel so happy when someone confess the Lord by the mouth. And we feel so sad when someone turn from the Lord. Now, when we go to the current situation of this world, we can see the ISIS, that's the terrorist, that is a radical Islamic terrorist or something else. They use a mass weapon to kill the people like they used a suicide bomb. And why not? We have a suicide bomb like a prayer. We have prayer that kill the thousand of the enemies and the Satan's agent. The prayer is our strong weapons. The Lord, he prayed for his mission. I want to say you all, we are here for his mission. I'm not here saying everything because you all know the mission very well. But then also, mission, we should do the mission for the Lord's sake. On the end times, many peoples are really, they are covering their spiritual eye by the sin matter. Sin matter. So we are here to reopen their eye, spiritual eye. Please pray for them. Not only prayer. And I want to say it again. Only prayer will not work, but go according to the words. When we speak, go with it. When I came here, and I say I am ambassador of Lord Jesus, if I am not working like ambassador, then I better not to say ambassador. Or I need to cover the verse of the Bible, that verse. Second Corinthians 5 verse, Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 19 and 20. We have to cover that by the black paper if we don't know that meaning of ambassador. I'm so sad sometimes with many people because they simply saying the Lord's name in the in a way. But I'm so happy to see you all. We all are here, not by our own wills, but the Spirit of the God who bring us here to know that we are the ambassador of Jesus. And I want to say one thing that, well, I was in Nepal in a refugee camp. I am a refugee, like Israeli, huh? We don't have good things for all. We don't have freezer. We don't have refrigerator at that time. We don't have nothing. We don't have good food. And some of the organization, they donate rice for us. We live 20 years in the refugee camp. I live exactly 19 years, and I came here. I came here before 5 years. And in that time, we have nothing to do with the church. I don't know about the God, true God. I really don't know. I really didn't try to know that. And still I'm saying that why I didn't know our Lord that time. And suddenly when I came here, I have a dream that I need to go to church because I saw the track of the rail, train, that was broken. And I feel like that, why it's broken? And that's carry my spiritual life. That denotes to my life, the life I should live with the Jesus. And I try to go to church, and I just went there often, and I just, I have a dream that I have a big train the Lord gave me, the Lord came to me, and he tossed his hands to my head, and he told me, Sital, did you see the train? And I say, no, Lord, I can't. Look, the train is there. And I say, oh, yeah, Lord, yes, Lord, it's so new. And the Lord smiled at me. Yeah, it's new. And I saw the people, so many people. African, American, Nepali, old child, adult, young youth, every part of the train, so many people, they are not getting place to take their feet. And some are like catching the train and one leg's outside and one leg's on the train. So packed train. The Lord told me, Sital, you again looked at that train. And yes, Lord, I'm seeing. I saw the train. The train just come to the place where I and the Lord talking. It's like a vision while I slept. It's not a reality in just face to face. It's a dream that the Lord gave to me. And when the train came, the Lord told me that, Sital, you need to be the driver of this train. What? Lord, how is this possible? I have not any trained to run the train. I don't have capacity to run the train or to be the captain of train. The Lord says, just go inside. He pushed me. He pushed me. And when I reached the place where I usually need to sit, but unfortunately, I don't have chair there. I have to be stand. And while I stand on the exit position, the train start moving. Before that, the Lord told me that, Sital, don't worry about the training you are not getting. Don't worry about the train that you are not getting. Don't worry, you are not well known about the train, but think always, I will be your trainer. I will lead you. I will lead you and go where I saw you. And I was like kind of nervous. And well, I was in the place, the train started running. And now I can interpret that what the Lord is going to, what was the Lord was telling me that time. Now the Lord was telling me this way, I have this much family. No matter what American, no matter what Nepali, no matter what African, we all are in the same train. Hallelujah. Our Lord is our trainer. He trained us in every cost. He led us. And from that message, the Lord again puts me, revealed me. Look, I loved you so much. Before I was a stumbled person. I can't speak very well. I was stumbled while I speak. And now sometimes it happens. But actually it doesn't in the frequently. And the Lord says, show me. Look, I care so much and I just make you what you are. But there are so many people who are not knowing me yet. There are so many people who are going to in a dark side every second. And the Lord puts me in another way in the revelation that if 30 million people died in a one day, if 30 million people died in a one day in whole world, think 20 millions are a believer or the follower of the Jesus, where will be the 10 million people? Where will be the 10 million people? They will be at the pit where they will spend the eternity in the fire. And now the Lord is begging for us, for you and me. We should be ambassador not for our own caste, for the heavenly matter. And for us, one spirit we can see is nobody. Oh, he's not important. But everybody in the world has special attraction from the Lord. He loves everybody. He loves you and me in no cost. With his all the things, he loved us. With no any single things like he just not loved us and lived us. He didn't made the first man, Adams, and just live in the forest. He made Adams and leave him in the Garden of Eden. Now, we are here covering the soul. We are here to reaching the soul. If we cannot go there, let's send somebody who will go there. Hallelujah! Let's send somebody who is willing to go there. Go. If you can go, send. If you can't send, then give. If you can give, then knee to the points so that your prayer will be their strong weapons. And I want to say again, I'm at the end now. When one person died in our family, suppose if anyone died in our family, if anyone slept in Lord in our family, we know that we will meet one day very soon to them in heaven. But then also we are not happy. Why stand up, please? Don't leave us. Don't go. Come back to life. Be with us. We will say, because they're family. We love them. Right? Or if anybody slept in Lord from our family, we probably say, please don't leave us. Eh? Please don't leave us. Please come back. But how the heart of Father, when his own image, when his own likeness that depart from him to eternal, and there is no hope to meet the Father back again. There is no any single hope for the Father to meet his child to whom he sent his only son to die for. That person is now going to apart from the Father. Like, we are not bearing the kids. If my loved one died and leave me alone, I can't get recover quickly. Because I loved her. Because she is what I love in this world. Now she's leaving me. And I know that she will be in heaven and I will be in heaven. But then also my heart don't allow to be keep silent. I will certainly calling her back, please come back. Please come back. Don't leave me. Same like that. We are the love of our God. We are bride. He's our king. He loves us so much. Now we are going to apart from him. How the heart of Father felt. So please take so seriously to the matter of the Lord. All the people need to be seriously, because we all are deeply loved by God. We all are not abandoned, or we all are not forsaken, or we are not kept aside by God. He wants to bring us by His mission. He wants to put every mission in our hearts. Whatever He wanted to do, He will do from us. He will do from us. Please feel free to pray. Feel free to send somebody there, or where the Lord really need the people to come to His kingdom. I really want to say that when we see in the Isaiah chapter 8 verse 6, Isaiah 6 verse chapter 6 verse 8, you know Isaiah? Yes, we will, our language quite barrier. I mean Isaiah 6 verse 8, we found that, who will be God for us? The Lord is talking to themselves. Who will? To whom we send on our behalf? And Isaiah, the prophet, he stand and he raise up. Lord, I'm ready. Send me. I will go in the behalf of you. Now we all are in that mood now, because we are our ambassador of the Lord. We all have the mission that God put in our hearts. To the people who are not taking seriously to the kingdom, to the work of God, they are really need to do not here in the day that the Lord will ask account. That day, the Lord will ask to every one of us, what did you wear in your quilting? No, He will not ask like that. What you did to my son, Jesus, while you are in the world, what we have to say? Lord, I saved thousands of people in your son's name. Amen. We have to say like this. Lord, I finished the race that you gave me. The Lord, I finished the race that you kept before me. We have such ability, and we have to make this our election sure in front of God. And yes, we all are here declaring our heaven election sure to enter to eternity. And I again want to say thank you so much, because God really loves you and you really loves God, huh? Yeah, that's why we are here. So many people are walking around the street, drinking, smoking, and enjoying their life. The life that came from the world. But our lives is not come from the world, but it is from the heaven. The Lord gave us the life that we walk in the light. We are a chosen generation. We are a missionary. Where is amen? Amen. We are a missionary. And we have to have a heart of Lord to save someone in His name. I'm so proud to be my God. I am so proud with my God that He gave this life, this wonderful life. Once I was slave of the sin. Once I was in dark. But with His mercy, He bring us out of the darkness to the revealing of the marvelous light. Not for only one day. Not for only this world. But He is preparing the same until eternity. And we are on the restraint. We are a restraint to that way. And we are not walking by the plane we are not flying in the plane. We are not walking in the train. We will walk by our bare foot to achieve what he has kept. And to walk by the foot is not easy to the top mountain. It's very hard. But when we know the mission of God that he puts in our hearts, we always love to have a foot rather than our comfortable zone. Our comfortable zone is catching us back to the world. Comfortable zone is catching us. It's not let us go forward. It's because if I sit in a comfortable sofa, I don't like to stand up because it's warm. I really don't like to stand, and I really don't want to walk in the snow. It's comfortable zone. I feel Wi-Fi is free, Mobile is so cheap. Playing Facebook, So cheap because that's comfortable zone. And the comfortable zone is not in this world, but in the heaven. For us, our comfortable zone is in heaven. We have to run forward. We have to run forward until we achieve what he put in us. Hallelujah! Now, we have a comfortable zone not here. And yes, we need to sit in sofa. Why not? Because he blessed us, That's why Pastor Adams, he blessed me with a sofa. Thank you. We need such things, but I mean the comfortable zone really very dangerous for us. Yeah, I like to do something better for me, which really not like accepted by the Lord is like the sin. We all have to do what God likes. Sometimes we people say, Lord God, please be with me. Lord, walk with me. Are you walk with God? Our people, many people do that. Once again, people says that, Lord, walk with me. Lord, save me. Lord, fulfill my dream. Are you fulfilling his dream? The Lord is saying, are you fulfilling my dream? And we have to give answer. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. That's the mission. We have to have a positive answer for them, for the Lord. We have to give positive response to him. Yes, Lord. Well, I was in camp. Well, I was in world. There is so much tribulation. So much. But Lord, when I start walking to you, the tribulation is my friend to reach unto you. Sometimes the heart situation lead us to God. But comfortable zone, that doesn't. Yes, in the last, I want to say that we have to stand still. We have to stand still. And you all are know how to stand still in the tribulation. We are in the tribulation right now. And we are in the tribulation of the not a physical things, not a body. We are tribulation with the spiritual calamities. There are so many spiritual calamities. They are bringing the really harmful to our spirit, the God spirit. Now, I really want to say you one thing, that those who stand to the ends to the till or to the end of this world, by becoming faithful to Him, he will receive the reward in heaven. And the Lord, especially, the reward will be given to those who accept Him as the Savior and who baptize in His name, like John and Perry. We all have a reward, but we still don't have to forget. Yeah, I have reward, but I have to do a mission. The word that He kept for me. If we don't do the mission, just go and pray in the knee. And if we send someone, okay, they send. If I don't reach, my something will reach there. I'm not saying, please send me. I'm not saying that, please send me. I'm not saying that. I want to say, we all have to send someone in our prayer. Hallelujah. Prayer. We all are here because we pray for Chapel Hill. Let's Chapel Hill pray for our church. Let we go together to harvest the seed, the fruits that's so ready to pick up from the tree, pick up from the plants. We are here to do His mission. And thank you for listening. I think you understand like 25% of what I'm saying. I know. Because I can feel you. I like Moses, you know? Moses in the Bible, he says, Lord, I can't do that. Lord, I'm stumble. I'm weak. How can I go to the Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, and how can I bring back my people? In a name. The Lord says, go. Go. I will send someone to help you. And yes, Ray of Hope Church in Akron get help from Chapel Hill Church. Aaron or Moses? Which one? Choose one. Pastor Kurtz? Kurtz, choose one. Huh? Wanna be Moses or wanna be Aaron? But it's all. We are rescuing the captive. Huh? Hallelujah! Hallelujah! All the praises is only to the Lord. Thank you so much. And thank you, Pastor Kurt. You are really amazing pastor for me and for our church and for this congregation. I think you all are praying for Pastor Kurt every day because he's working very hard for you all. He's praying for you all, not to get good things, but to keep your relationship with Jesus. He's playing vital role to have a relationship between you and the Lord Jesus. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And once again, don't forget to do His mission. Thank you.